Welcome to the first installment of the Volunteers in Police Service podcast series. My name is Jennifer Stiles, Project Specialist with the VIPs program. Today we'll be discussing the use of volunteers in missing persons cases. Every missing person report a law enforcement agency receives is different, but whether it's a child, teenager, adult, or senior citizen, all missing person investigations share a common element: the need for manpower to find the missing as quickly as possible. The more people looking for a missing person, the faster that person may be found. In January 2010, a focus group was hosted by the International Association of Chiefs of Police and the Volunteers in Police Service program, with support from the Bureau of Justice Assistance. Nearly 30 leaders from law enforcement agencies, missing persons organizations, state's attorney's offices, and the U.S. Department of Justice attended. Participants discussed types of missing persons cases, the use of affiliated and spontaneous volunteers, resources and technology available from partner organizations, and individual agency experiences with missing persons cases. Based on the ideas and concerns shared at the focus group, a publication was developed to reach those managing law enforcement volunteer programs. IACP is pleased to announce the release of Missing Persons, Volunteers Supporting Law Enforcement. This publication provides a discussion of the differences between a runaway child and an abducted child, an adult that abandons her life, and an Alzheimer's patient that wanders away from his caretaker. The Missing Person publication lists possible activities in which to engage volunteers before, during, and after a person goes missing. Affiliated volunteers can help prevent missing persons occurrences through activities such as helping parents complete child identification kits, conducting address verification of registered sex offenders, and replacing batteries in tracking bracelets worn by Alzheimer's patients. Volunteers can also assist during active missing persons investigations by canvassing neighborhoods door to door, providing perimeter control at the scene, or providing relief services to investigators and volunteers during long searches. Over the course of the investigation, or once an investigation turns cold, volunteers can answer phones in the coroner's unit or maintain missing persons files. Experience has shown that when the media broadcasts news of a missing person, volunteers will arrive to help. This publication discusses ways to best utilize these spontaneous volunteers and provides guidance for law enforcement on how to supervise volunteers, document their activities, check their backgrounds, and train them. Any agency that has investigated a missing person knows that volunteers are only a small piece of the puzzle. Law enforcement response and reporting requirements for missing persons cases have changed significantly over the last 40 years. The Missing Persons publication provides a review of legislation and policy pertaining to missing children, adults, and those with Alzheimer's disease or other forms of dementia. This publication also provides information on new technology available to law enforcement, such as the Amber Alert, Project Lifesaver, Silver Alert, and the GPS locators, which can assist in locating a missing person. The Missing Persons publication also discusses the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System and offers information about missing persons resources around the country. Be it a child, adult, or senior citizen who has disappeared, missing persons investigations are complex and time-consuming. Even with advances in technology and more comprehensive legislation, many agencies are challenged to deploy the manpower and resources required to handle these difficult situations. Missing persons cases are often high profile, with media and spontaneous volunteers adding to the stress on law enforcement agencies. However, with a comprehensive volunteer management plan in place, there are numerous ways that both affiliated and spontaneous volunteers can help support missing person investigations. From handing out child safety ID kits to investigating cold cases, law enforcement agencies around the country are engaging volunteers in unique and innovative ways, allowing officers to focus on their policing and enforcement functions. With the force multiplier of volunteers, law enforcement agencies are able to help families find closure and to bring more people home. To download an electronic copy of the publication Missing Persons, Volunteers Supporting Law Enforcement, visit the VIP's website, www.volunteersupportinglawenforcement.org. www.policevolunteers.org or request a hard copy by visiting the VIP's guestbook at www.policevolunteers.org/feedback or by calling 1-800-843-4227, extension 808.